Good morning.
We got the Spanish section.
I see that. The Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, Space and Domestic Security will now come to order. Lois, please call the roll.
Madam Chair.
Here.
Vice Chair Broxson.
Here.
Senator Bean. Senator Gaynor.
Here.
Senator Simmons.
Here.
Senator Stargell. Senator Tadeo.
Here.
Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance to be led by Vice Chair Broxson.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. And let's turn to tab 3. CS for SB 1598 on deployed parent custody and visitation by Senator Pasadomo. Senator Pasadomo, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Good morning, Madam Chair and committee members. In 2012, the Uniform Law Commission created the Deployed Parents Custody and Visitation Act. This bill creates the Uniform Deployed Parents Custody and Visitation Act in Florida. The bill addresses and creates provisions and processes to address child custody during military deployment. The bill accomplishes this by creating requirements for parents to communicate upon notice of deployment, permitting out-of-court agreements for custody between parents and non-parent custodians, allowing courts to provide temporary grants of custodial responsibility, creates requirements for communication between the parent, child, and custodian during the deployment, and otherwise streamlining and modernizing judicial custodial proceedings in the case of military deployment. The reason the bill is important, particularly to have a uniform law, that among states, because our military personnel, as you know, move from state to state, and it is in the best interest of the child to have some kind of uniformity in the custodial proceedings. That's the bill.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? We have one appearance form. Stephen Marchbanks, I think, Tallahassee Veterans Legal Collaborative, waving in support. Are you here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And that's all the appearance forms. Is there debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Pasadomo, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I'll waive close.
Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 1598.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Broxson?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 1598 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now go to tab 2, Senate Bill 1884 on Military and Veterans Affairs by Senator Broxson. Senator Broxson, you're recognized to explain the bill.
Madam Chair, put me in proper order here, if you would. I would like to withdraw my strike all and go back to the original bill.
Thank you. Show the strike all withdrawn without objection. And you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As you know, Florida continues to be the most friendly military and veteran state in the Union, and each year, the staff, the members, the governor, and the task force are working to make sure that we do that, to see that our veterans and our military personnel are happy and being treated fairly in the state. This amendment, this bill helps veterans in being assisted in certain license and qualifications for the Department of Professional Regulations, Department of Agriculture, Consumer Services, the Office of Financial Regulations and Financial Services, and Department of Education. That is the bill, Madam Chairman.
All right. Thank you. Are there questions, Senators, on the bill? Seeing none, we have several appearance cards. Bobby Carbonell, Veterans Florida.
Veterans Florida waives the support.
Thank you. Holly Sagas, thank you for the phonetic explanation. Florida Virtual School. Stephen Marchbanks, Tallahassee Veterans Legal Clinic, waiving in support. Dan B. Hendrickson, the B was with that. Tallahassee Veterans Legal Clinic, collaborative. Washington Sanchez, Vice President, TVLC. Are you waving in support? What's TVLC? Tallahassee? Oh, the same entity. Okay. Thank you. And Kimberly Rinsby?
Here you go.
CFO Petronas' office.
Waving in support.
Thank you. That is all the speaker cards. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Broxson, you're recognized to close.
Wave close, Madam Chairman.
All right. Lois, please call the roll on Senate Bill 1884.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Broxson?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 1884 is reported favorably. And we will now go to tab one, Senate Bill 700 on Strategic Fuel Reserve by Senator Farmer. And Senator Torres, you are recognized to explain the bill on behalf of Senator Farmer, who couldn't be with us here today.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm presenting the bill on behalf of Senator Farmer, and it relates to the creation of Florida Strategic Fuel Reserve Task Force. The task force is designed to recommend a strategic fuel reserve solution in major emergencies and disasters. The task force is comprised of the following: 3 appointed by the President of the Senate, 3 appointed by the Speaker of the House, and 3 appointed by the Governor. The task force will be housed within the Florida Division of Emergency Management, and that is the bill. And there is an amendment.
Thank you. Take up barcode 370114 by Senator Farmer. Senator Torres, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Madam Chair, this amendment makes the following changes. Requires the Florida Strategic Fuel Reserve Task Force develop a recommended fuel reserve plan to be used in the event of any emergency or disaster. Number 2, requires that the Florida Strategic Fuel Reserve Task Force to submit the recommended fuel reserve plan to both the governor and the legislature by April 30th of 2019, and that is the amendment.
And procedurally, let me ask, were there any questions on the bill? No questions on the bill? All right. Having explained his amendment, are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, are there any appearance forms? No appearance forms. Is there a debate on the amendment? Show the amendment adopted without objection. We're back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Are there? No? Yes? Oh, on the bill as amended, you're recognized, Senator Gaynor. We're back on the bill. Turn on your mic, please.
Will the price of gas be, will there be some kind of restriction on there so that we don't have any possibility of charging people too much?
That's a good question, Senator. But right now I would have to put that question to the sponsor of the bill to make sure that as the bill moves, that will be included in that.
Well, I certainly trust you to handle it.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Senator Hargill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So recognizing that the task force being appointed by the the president and the speaker and the governor, how do we know who the people are going to be on this task force and their diversity?
Senator Morris.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a question as to who will they select to be on that task force. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Any appearance forms? No appearance forms. Is there a debate on the bill as amended? I have debate. Senator Stargell, diversity is important, and I hope that the task force language will include something that I think we talked about in the committee just the other day, and that is a line that says the task force should reflect the diversity in the state of Florida. So, all right. Seeing no further debate, Senator Torres, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
I waive close, ma'am.
Lois, please call the roll on CS for SB 700.
Senator Bean? Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Stargell?
Yes.
Senator Tadeo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Broxson? Madam Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, CS for SB 700 is reported favorably. And seeing no further business to come before the committee, the meeting, Senator Tadeo moves that we adjourn.